Before the game begins, a quick word. The following podcast episode is the audio of the game, as this attempts to emulate a radio broadcast of a basketball game. If you are interested in watching the game, which was played on NBA 2K21 for PC, check the description below for an unlisted link to the game. The game itself will be the same, and it will also have stat breakdowns for the game itself, if you're interested. The link will be available in the description within 24 hours of the episode going live. Thank you, and I hope that you enjoy.
The Durin Region Sports welcomes you to the following presentation of the Durin Region Basketball Association.
Hello everyone, welcome back. We are here for another matchup here in Slateport this time as the Mauville Mauwild are taking on the Slateport Bruisers. I am your play-by-play commentator, AJ. Along with me is Alfred, our color commentator here, as currently on the field right now, or on the court, I should say, players are getting introduced, especially now that Mauville is playing in their first away game. Slateport here, their first home game. The Bruisers widely expected to be a very, very powerful team coming into this matchup. Alfred, what do you expect?
Well, yeah, I think the expectation is that Slateport is probably going to come out of this. They are the early favorite, so to speak, for the crown, if you want to consider it that way. But, you know, Mauville definitely has some fantastic players. I'm interested to see how Bamaswine is going to work with them. Overall, very excited to see how this matchup goes.
As the players are getting introduced here, we get set for an exciting situation here. Players getting introduced for the first time here in Slateport. That's Typhlosion right there. That is Samurott. That's Magmortar. Mudsdale introduced, and now finally the player everyone's waiting for. That is Dragapult. Widely expected to be a dominant force in this season. There is the head coach for the Slateport Bruisers. An exciting situation here as they are introducing their home game. Everyone, welcome. The game is about to begin here in Slateport as the Mauville Mauviles take on the Slateport Bruisers in the first game of the season. Getting ready for the tip-off now as players are getting introduced and getting everything ready. Alfred, we were talking a little bit about it earlier, but Dragapult, the key player to watch in this matchup.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Dragapult is going to have to put on a big performance for Slateport to do a variety of things. Number one, to prove that Slateport is the team to beat. That is the big factor here for Dragapult. First time getting action on the field and on the court, I mean, and going out there, proving to themselves not only that Slateport is a team to contend with, but also that Slateport's Dragapult, that center, is the best player in the game. That's what we got to watch out for. That's what we got to see. How exactly that's going to turn out overall.
Well said, well said. Exciting situation here. We were in yesterday's matchup and last week's matchup. This is game number 3. The starting lineup for the Mauviles was Victory Bell, Vanillix, Glaren, Slowking, Exploud, and Damaswine. We already mentioned the starters for the Bruisers earlier in this episode. Now we get set. Players getting ready to get underway for this first matchup. Exciting situation that we are in here. Tip-off about to begin here. Here we are in Slateport. This matchup, we'll see how this goes. Slateport wins it. And it's Typhlosion bringing the ball up the court. Typhlosion at the 3-point line. Waiting for the play to develop now. There's a slower moving team, at least on this first possession, to Mudsdale. over to Dragapult. Double team tries the flick. No good. Now Mawile's bringing it up the court. They were initially trying a fast break, they decided not to. Pass out. That's no good. An offensive 3-second violation early in the game. That's Cruiser's ball.
And Mamoswine just spent too much time thinking about the action before actually going out there and doing their action. That's a big impact there. That's going to cause some problems. Hopefully that's not going to last long.
Slateboard with the ball now. Drives inside. Takes the pull-up. No good. Hits the front of the rim. Exploud with the rebound for Mauville. Vanillix bringing it up the court. Just inside the three-point line, takes a shot, hits the back of the rim, back mortar with the rebound for Sleepport, passes it up. Back mortar now with the ball. At the free throw line, drives inside. Takes a tough shot. No, doesn't even take the shot. Galarian Slowking with the strip, driving, step back. Three. No good. He could have had a lane to go inside, decided to go for the three.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. No points scored by either team yet. We're already a minute and a half into this.
Slateport with the ball now. Looks like they're trying to get some plays in motion. The screen. Pass out to Dragapult. 3 seconds on the clock. Dragapult, a long two. No good. Offensive rebound by Samurott. Takes the shot. That is blocked. And now bringing it up the court. Mauville goes inside. That attempt is blocked by Dragapult. Samurott brings it up court for Slateport. Inside, Typhlosion. No good, but fouled on the play. That's Galarian Slowking on the shooting foul. Slateport is going to head to the line.
Yeah, great job. Pass inside, Typhlosion. Tough shot. But really, once the foul was drawn, just tried to throw that ball up there, Typhlosion did.
So now with 9:54 in the first quarter, this might be the first opportunity for points to be scored.
Two shots.
Two free throw attempts here for the first points of the game. This one for Typhlosion, their first shot is good. That's the first point of the game off of a free throw a couple of minutes into it.
Yeah, it's hard to say if this is good defense or bad offense that's causing this sort of disruption, but That's something that only we'll be able to tell a few minutes from now. But at this point, I'm going to be positive and say that it's good defense. Though if neither team scores too much or misses some wide open shots, it might change my opinion.
Second free throw shot is good, and Sleepboard is now officially up 2-0 with 9:50 remaining. Mawills decide to call a timeout. Interesting decision to call a timeout here.
Yeah, I suppose so. I think this is a sign that it's the offensive game plan that has just not been working, at least on Mauville's side. Whether that's good defense by Slateport or just Mauville not being able to develop their plays remains to be seen. It'll be interesting to see what they do coming out of this. But at the very least, they've had Slateport, at least, both teams in particular, but Slateport, I want to mention, has had some really good defensive plays. You can think of like the block by Dragapult earlier. They're just able to stop the fast breaks that Mawile's been able to go through. Now, it's interesting, AJ, because a lot of the plays seem like they could have gone for easy twos, and instead Mawile decides to try something more complicated to be able to make some action, score some extra points. No, I disagree with that. You just go inside, get the easy points, especially considering how tough these first couple minutes are. I think Mawile's going to try to simplify the game plan a little bit going into this. As for Slateport, defensively, just keep doing what they're doing. Offensively, they might want to try a similar tactic of just simplifying the game plan. Maybe the plays aren't building up as much as they want to. So we gotta wind things down a little bit before actually, pulling back up and getting those complicated plays that are deep inside the offensive playbook.
Pass inside to Vanillix, over to Victory Bell now. Victory Bell loses the ball. Mudsdale grabs it for Slateport. Passes it up to Typhlosion. Driving inside. Floater off the backboard. That's no good. Galarian Slowking rebounds it for Mauville. No points scored. It's been 2.5 minutes. Inside, Victory Bell streaks in. No good on the layup. That was an easy opportunity. Diplosion grabs a defensive rebound. Samurott tries a mid-range shot. That's no good. Offensive rebound by Samurott. Takes another shot. That's no good again. Mammoth Wine rebounds it. Defense or missed shots. Winning the game. Inside to Mammoth Swine, tries the layup, that's no good. Mudsdale with the rebound. Typhlosion, over to Dragapult, Samurott, Agmortar at the back 3-point corner. Fakes the spin, nearly loses the dribble. Over to Dragapult, that was a weird shot that somehow went in.
Yeah, it almost looked like Dragapult just threw it at the backboard rather than trying some actual shot. What a play there, somehow went in, so hey, if it works, it works, but very interesting shot by Dragapult.
Mammoth Swine step back three from the center. No good. X-Blad offensive rebound up and in.
Yeah, as has been the trend so far in the ARBA, offensive rebounds tend to get you points. You want to have your big guys inside.
Samurott with the ball now for Slateport. Play developing. Typhlosion tries a three. That's no good. Mammoth Swine with the rebound. X-Blad brings it up court from Mauville. Looking for a play to develop here. X-Blad is fouled on the play. Samurott with the reach and foul. Blocks have been the plays of the game.
Yeah, of course, if you're watching on screen, Dragapult's block. Fantastic block there. It helps that he's a good couple of feet taller than the player that he's blocking, but still. Dragapult clearly showing defensively, at least, blocks. Dragapult's able to succeed in those. Now the question is he a good defender inside the paint, or is he just a block machine? Because those two have different strategies.
While we're looking for an opportunity. Pass out to Victory Bell, to Vanillix. To Victory Bell. Back over to Galarian Slowking for three, no good. Agmortar with the rebound. Drives up court. Easy opportunity, and the layup is no good. Another missed opportunity there. And now Mauville has the opportunity to score off of that missed shot. Mammoth Swine with the ball now. There's a lot of players inside the Galarian Slow King. The easy layup is in, and this game is tied.
Yeah, I am very surprised. Both teams have struggled immensely at the wide open play so far. Now, is that first game jitters, or is that, like, actual poor play?
What a block there! Dragapult with the slam on Mammoth Swine, who was fouled. What a play!
Yeah, that was a missed shot right there. Mammoth Swine blocks it into Dragapult, who decides to vent out some frustration, just slams it on top of Mammoth Swine's head. Mammoth Swine isn't exactly a short player either, so what a play. That's the anger that Dragapult can get just on force right there.
One free throw attempt here for Dragapult, and it's good. Slateboard up 7-4. Zexblad brings it up court. Over to Mammoth Swine. Gets the screen, but good defense by Dragapult. Inside, Vanillix dunks it in. Seems like things are starting to open up now for both teams. Samurott with the ball now for Slateport. Over to Agmortar. Gets a screen, drives inside. Easy lane, layup is in.
Yeah, defensively, all that good defense that I was talking about earlier seems to just not exist anymore. A lot of easy lanes for both teams. Now it's just a matter of can the offense deliver.
Mammoth Swine with the ball now for Mauville. Sizing up Dragapult. Spin move, inside, layup, no good, but X-Blad with the offensive rebound tips it up and in.
Yeah, good play by X-Blad. The shot was going to miss.
Dragapult misses a shot, decides to send it back out to Samurott. Back into Dragapult, now posting up on Mammoth Swine. Step back, that's a no good shot, tough shot there. X-Blad rebounds it.
A Dragapult so far, 5 points, 2 for 6 field goal percentage. 33%.
That shot is no good. Magmortar brings it up court. That was Vanillix with the shot. Magmortar trying a three. That's no good. X-Blood rebounds it. Victory Bell with the ball now. Drives it inside from Mallville. Outside, Galarian Slowking over to Vanillix. Hump fakes. Step back. No good on that one. Dragapult with the rebound brings it up court. Passes over to Samurott. Driving inside, double team, step back. Short shot, no good. Amoswine rebounds it. A lot of players have been struggling on their shot. Inside to Mamoswine, tries a layup, no good, but the foul, Mudsdale fouls. That's the first personal foul on Mudsdale. A shooting foul will result in two free throw attempts for Mamoswine. As I was saying before the play occurred, a lot of players on this team, on both teams, really struggling with their actual shot.
Yeah, it's surprising. It's not just the mid-range game or the three-point line. No, 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 the easy shots. Wide open lanes, they're blowing those.
First free throw attempt by Mamoswine is good, and now we're seeing some substitutions. At least for Mauville's sake, they are just shifting their line tremendously, just all sorts of players moving around. Sleepboard doing the same thing for most of their players, shifting around at least a little bit. Typhlosion, the only player staying on for Sleepboard. Mamoswine's second shot is good. We're now looking at a Mauville lead, 10-9. Galarian wheezing. First Sleepboard brings it up. They're giving Galarian Weezing a little bit of room to shoot from three. Spin move, that's the slowest move, spin move I've ever seen, but Zipstrika after the pass by G. Weezing in for the score.
I'm surprised. That spin move was so slow, it let Zipstrika just waltz into the paint. Easy shot there.
Gorgeist from Mauville. Passes over to Auroras, again Mauville. Rogai's looking for the screen, goes inside. Mid-range shot is no good. And that's Galarian Weezing with the rebound. Passes up to Typhlosion. Mid-range shot for Typhlosion off the backboard and no good. Crabominable for Mauville with the rebound.
Typhlosion has struggled today. 2 points.
And what a dunk there. A great play for Mauville as they take the lead again.
As I was mentioning previously, Typhlosion struggling, has not made a shot outside of the arc. Only 2 points, both on free throws for the Sleepboard player.
Strike a mid-range shot. In and out, rims out of that one. Auroras rebounds it from Mauville. Passing up, Carnivine. Tough shot, gets the foul. Crowd not liking that one. Vikavol with their foul there. And we will have our Mauville player heading to the line for two.
Yeah, I'm not sure I like that call. Looks like the player tried to jump into the defender as opposed to the defender jumping into the player. I don't know if I like that call necessarily, but hey, the refs called it, so.
First free throw shot is good. And we've got another substitution here. Mamoswine is going to head to the bench. Carnivine shifts position and Ledian comes out to the court. Again, all for Mauville. Second free throw shot here. Carnivine's second shot is good. And this might be the biggest lead of the game. It certainly is for Mauville. It's up 14-11 with 3:30 remaining in the first quarter. Strikeout with the ball now for Sleepboard. Sizing up, it's an isolation. Jukes around, a lot of people around. No good, Auroras. Tough defense. Gorgeis with the ball now from Mauville. Gorgeis, it's either a two or a long two or a short three. Either way, no good. Vikavolt rebounds it. Typhlosion inside to Galarian, wheezing with the layup, it's good. First points, I believe, for Galarian Weezing as Abominable brings it up court for Mauville. Abominable drives inside. And that's another foul on Sleepboard. Typhlosion called for the foul here. That's the fourth team foul of the game.
Yeah, Slateport has been playing aggressive defensively that was working earlier on. Now it seems like the refs are not exactly fans of that type of gameplay. Calling a lot of fouls as well.
Two free throw shots here. That first shot is good. Mauville now up 15-13 with 2:43 left in the first quarter. This to make it a 3-point game, surprisingly enough, despite the random spurts of offense and defense on both sides. This would be the tie for the longest lead, and it is good. Krabominal makes both free throws. That Galarian Weezing brings it up court, trying to tie this game back up. Over to Tyrantrum. Typhlosion, the 3-point shot. No good. Letting rebounds at Typhlosion. Had a bit of room there, but decides not to go for it. Or decided, not decided, missed the shot. Letian with the ball here.
I want to see what Letian does here. Letian
inside to Aurorus for the shot.
Yeah, Letian might be one of the best eyes in the game, especially when it comes to that point guard type of position. Not necessarily sure because of how this game is played, as the Cruisers call a timeout. Not sure how necessarily positions are in this game. It's kind of just you have a couple of shorter players and a couple of taller players. But I'm really fascinated by Letian. In discussions with the team prior to the matchup, you could not see more Marvel players talking about Letian's eyes for the game as being key factors when it comes to the success of the team.
So far right now, Marvel's up with 2:03 on the nose remaining. Marvel's up 18-13 for the largest lead of the game. Marvel with the lead, by the way. What's your expectations? What surprised a little bit?
It's sort of not, it's hard to say. Of course, there are going to be the standard ups and downs for both teams, and this might just be an up for Marvel and a down for Slateport. But at the same time, a lot of people were considering Slateport to just dominate this game from start to finish, a la Hammerlock Week 1. Doesn't seem to be the case here. I mean, you know, Marvel has pretty much kept on toe with Slateport. Slateport has blown a lot of opportunities as well. It's interesting to see if they can rebound from that in the next couple of minutes.
As a result of that Cruiser's timeout, Slateport is actually going to inbound the ball. Pass over to Typhlosion. Out to Tyrantrum. To Vikavolt. Pass to Zipstrika. Zipstrika quickly guarded by this ferocious Marvel defense. Typhlosion to Vikavolt. Galarian Weezing. Across field. Tyrantrum tries a three. That's no good. Gorgeist rebounds it for Marvel.
Yeah, the rebound game, 17 rebounds for Marvel, 14 for Slateport, but four of those for Slateport have been offensive rebounds compared to two for Marvel.
That's Zipstrika with a foul there. That's the fifth team foul, a reaching foul on that one. First personal foul for Zipstrika. And this now leads them to the line. Marvel trying to add on to their lead here. Carnivine shooting these shots. First shot rims out. That's no good. 1:29 remaining. Second shot here. That is good.
Yeah, the free throw game, Slateport 3-for-3, Marvel 7-for-8. That's kind of been where most of this lead has been. Marvel's able to get to the line compared to Slateport, who has not been able to as successfully.
They're in Weezing. Tries a layup, it's good.
Yeah, you'll notice a lot of, this might be a Slateport strategy of just a lot of the players when shooting their layups, especially the taller ones, rather than doing like a hook, they instead push it towards the backboard, like they're doing some sort of like a shot put almost.
Letian, 3-point shot, no good. Tyrantrum rebounds it. Typhlosion brings it up the court. Outside, Vikavolt, long two, no good. Gorgeist rebounding it from Marvel with 45 seconds remaining and counting. Decides to just drive straight up. Now instead backing up, Crabominable with the ball now. Looking for a lane or just something to develop. Carnivine inside. Double team. Tough shot. Blocked. But Carnivine grabs their own block. Crabominable for three. No good. Vikeable rebounds it for Slateport. There's a 2.5 second difference on the shot clock. Decides to go straight up and in. No good. Gorgeous rebounds it. This might be the last possession. They're driving up court as if they're on a fast break. No. Decide not to do it. Crabominable. Waiting for the play to develop. 3 seconds left. Gorgeous, long three. No good, doesn't even get close to the net. And that ends the first quarter. Mauville is up 19-15. This game's just getting started. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to this match already in progress as Mauville is taking on Slateport. The score 19-15 as we get started with the second quarter. Mauville has, especially in the last half of that first quarter, really taken over on the offensive side.
Yeah, especially with how both teams have been struggling in this game. The 4-point lead is definitely considered taking over. Now Mauville starts off with the ball. We'll see if they can turn that into points.
Passes over to Aurorus now. Over to Ledian. This might be a long two. That is no good. That ball was practically in the net. But bounces out to Stryka. Over to Vikeable. Inside. Blocked on the play. Grabs their own rebound. Miss shot again. Aurorus double blocks. Ledian with the ball inside. Mid-range shot. No good. Larian wheezing with the rebound. Stryka bringing it up court for Sleepport. Over to Tyrantrum, to Typhlosion. Looking for a lane or something to do. Typhlosion to Tyrantrum, to Substrika. Steps in, mid-range shot, hit on the play, not called for the foul. Ledian rebounds. Was that a foul?
No, that was a clean play right there. That was incidental contact, in my opinion.
Aurorus with the ball now from Mauville. Passes over, waiting for the screen. Takes a mid-range shot. No good, that's a foul. Personal foul on Aurorus. This is going to be interesting. Crabominable coming out for Victory Bell on Mauville's side. As that personal foul results in Slateport ball. Samurott brings it up court. Passes over to Galarian Wheezing. Double teamed. That's a strip. Victory Bell with the ball. Drives up court. Can they get there? They're driving inside. That's layup. No, that's a dunk. Looks like they were going to go for the layup and decide not to. Victory Bell, easy play there. That's more points for Mauville.
Yeah, Mauville's up 21-15. That's a 6-point lead.
Inside to Substrika is good. That 6-point lead has just now dropped to 4 points.
Yeah, speaking of 4 points, Substrika, 4 points on 2-for-5 shooting. One assist as well has really been involved a lot more than expected in this game.
Mauville gets a screen, decides to go inside, a tough play, no good. Tyrantrum intercepts it. Zipstrika with the ball now, going inside. Layup is in. And Sleepport has now put this down to a 2-point game. Crowd very excited now. Aurorus with the ball for Mauville. Pass to Ledian. To Gorgeist. Gorgeist to Carnivine. Carnivine, tough shot. No good. Galarian Wheezing with the rebound. Substrika. Over to Samurott. Samurott for Slateport. Inside. Tough shot. No good. Victory Bell with the ball now. To Gorgeist. Crowd chanting defense. Shot blocked on the play. What a block there. Samurott with the ball now. Galarian Wheezing on the block now has the ball. at the 3-point line for three. No good. Auroras gets that rebound. This game is so close. Crowd very excited about this one. This game has been very competitive. Step back. Shot. No good. Offensive rebound by Carnivine, and that is a good shot. Larry and Weezy nearly had another block on that play, but not able to do so. Passes over to Vikavolt. Hand off to Samrod, who's at the logo now. Samrod? Valerian Wiesing takes a tough 3-point shot, hits the front of the rim, no good. Auroras with the rebound. Passes over to Ledian. Ledian. Waiting for the play to develop, gets a screen, tries a three, no good. Not sure if a single team has hit a three yet. Substrika rebounds it. Inside, double teamed. Tough shot. That's a foul on Gorgeis. As a result, Slateboard is heading to the line. Gorgeis called on the foul there. Substrika heads to the line. Let's look at this play again.
It was a good block by Gorgeis, but just hit the hand as well. That's not a complete ball. Remember, all hand, all ball, and that was not the case in that situation. So Zabstrika heads to the line for two.
Shooting two.
Two free throw shots here for Zabstrika. And gets it. Substitutions here. Mallville just shifting around their entire team. The only player still in the same position they were at to begin with is Victory Bell. And on Sleepport side, Substrika and Samurott stay in their same location. A bit of shifting on the big man side for Sleepport.
Yeah, if this was late game, you'd be considering, oh, they're going for the rebound, but
not the case here. Substrika makes the second shot. It is now a 2-point lead for Mallville. Benelix with the ball inside, Exploud, easy layup. Yep. Good play there by Mallville.
Yeah, it's just a 1-2 punch right there, pass, and then let the player that gave the pass go inside.
Dragapult posting up. Out to Zipstrike for three. And that is good. The first 3-pointer of the game made. It's a 1-point lead now for Mallville. Splat with the ball now. Hovering over the 3-point line. Looking for a lane. Drives inside. That was a poor shot selection there. Mudsdale with the rebound. Back border with the ball streaking. Dunks it in. And Slateboard has taken the lead 26-25.
Yo, what a play there. Great job. Just having that play developed there in the fast break, taken advantage of.
Amoswine tries a three. No good. Mudsdale rebounds it. And Sleepport with some momentum. Magmortar for three. No good. Offensive rebound by Dragapult puts the layup in. It's now a 3-point lead for Sleepport. All of a sudden, they've got the lead.
All you need is momentum, and Sleepport's got it right now.
Amoswine now at the logo. Over to Exploud. Victory Bell. And that's an illegal screen by Amoswine. As a result, it's going to be Sleepport ball.
Yeah, just not. No good, man. No good. It's not what you're supposed to do. The illegal screens, they will catch them in this league.
Mudsdale over to Samurai. Back to Mudsdale. Screen. Drives inside. Step back. Spins it out. Looking for a lane inside to Zabstrika. Posting up. Tough fadeaway shot. No good. Victory Bell with the rebound. Drives inside. Tough shot inside the paint. Hits the front of the rim. No good. Dragapult rebounds it. Drives it up court themselves. Dragapult's got a lane on everybody. Outside for Magmortar. Puts it in. What a play by Dragapult, finding Magmortar wide open. Mavils call a timeout. Again, great play by Dragapult on that one.
Yeah, what a job there. Dragapult, watch what they do when they have the ball in their hands. They are looking to make the right basketball play. And if they have the opportunity to score extra points, they are going to do so. If you watch that play again, Dragapult drives inside. And as soon as they notice the pressure behind them, they're struggling to get ahead of everybody else. They see Magmortar streaking out to the back corner three. Just runs right underneath the basket, throws it out. Magmortar, wide open, three-point shot is good.
That's got to be that teamwork that's been working together, all that off-season just practice leads to that.
Well, absolutely, yeah. The game plan only helps you so far. At a certain point, it becomes instinct. It becomes success as a team, working as a team, developing as a team. All of that only really comes from hard work as a squad working together to try to really score some points, make some plays, do things properly. You can't win a game by yourself. It's got to be multiple players working together.
For Slateport, Zipstrikas popping out, Typhlosion coming in as Mauville decides to throw it in. Throws it into Victory Bell. The back corner of the three over to Mamoswine. Mamoswine drives inside to a streaking Vanillix. Misses the shot, but Mudsdale called for their second foul. Gonna be another two free throw shots here.
Brown not liking that. Vanillix does a good job of drawing the foul here. Watch this. Just, yep, layup shot. Mudsdale just in the way. Decides to go forward rather than back. Two free throw opportunities here for Mauville.
Two free throw shots here. Mauville down 25-31 after holding the lead for much of the game. First free throw shot is good. Looks like we're seeing some substitutions here. Victory Bell is heading out for Mauville in exchange for Crabominable. Slateport deciding not to make any changes here. Again, score 31-26 with 4:56 remaining in the second quarter. And that shot is good. It's now a 4-point game. Magmortar brings it up court. Passes over to Dragapult. Tries a shot, no good. Exploud rebounds it for Mauville. Passes over to Crabominable.
Yeah, the rebound game has been pretty even on both sides. 28 Mauville, 26 Slateport. Winner of the rebound game has tended to been at least look more successful.
Crabominable with the ball now. Defender sags, but that shot is no good. And that's Mauville's ball. Looks like Typhlosion could not grab the rebound on that play. And that's where the struggle began, I suppose, on that one. Looks like Mauville's going to try to pass this one in. 4 minutes and 20 seconds left on the clock, second quarter. Inside is Galarian Sloking, a great pass for that easy play.
Both teams struggling as a whole. Mauville 10 for 36, Cruisers 12 for 42. That's 28 and 29% respectively, meaning no one's really efficient at all.
Typhlosion. Ball now. Passes over to Magmortar. Gets a screen. Magmortar drives inside, loses the ball. Magmortar tries a three. That's no good.
It almost looked like they were about to lose the ball. Next thing you know, they're in front of the goal. Defenders behind them. There you go. Shot attempt, please.
X-Blab with the ball now from Mauville. Down by two. Dives inside. Off the backboard and in. What a play.
X-Blab with a great shot. X-Blab had a great game. 8 points, 4 for 5 shooting, 7 rebounds and a block. They've really been embracing their position.
Dragapult with the ball now. Drives inside. off the backboard, no good, just ran over a player in the process, but that's not going to count as a foul or a made shot. Spin move. Drives inside, Euro step is good. That's Krabominable with that shot.
Krabominable, 6 points, 2-for-5 shooting, has been a net positive for the Mauviles.
Samurott with the ball now, pump faking, inside the paint, step back. That's an offensive 3-second violation.
That's a second one, I believe, on Slateboard in this game. They have struggled. I think the first one was on Mammoth's one, but all the same for Mauville, so one on each side. Still, you gotta take your shot. You're inside that offensive 3-second violation zone. I take a shot, man.
Spin move. No good. Mudzale with the rebound for Slateboard. Drives up court to Dragapult. Basically hands it off to Samurott. To Dragapult again. Tough shot. Not going to take it. Typhlosion at the 3-point line. Mudzale drives inside. Mid-range. No good. Mammoth Mine with the rebound. Crowd is not liking this at all. Chanting for defense. Over to Xplod now. 5 seconds. Xplod, long two. And it's in.
The Mauville's been slightly more efficient in this game. 33% versus 27% as the Cruisers call a timeout. Slightly more efficient, and of course, they are slightly in the lead.
We'll be right back after this 60-second timeout. And we are back. Sleepboard going to throw it in now. Score update 35-31. Mauville on top of Sleepboard with 1:35 remaining. Now Mudzale with the ball. Pass over to McMorter. 3-point shot. And puts it in. McMorter, only capable 3-point shooter so far, puts it in. And now, only a 1-point game. Screen. Mauville. Inside. Off two, they could have gone for the layup, decided not to. Lunsdale with the rebound. Over to McMorter. Long two. Puts it in. McMorter is on fire all of a sudden.
McMorter has been the scoring threat so far for Slateport, especially from outside.
Inside, loses the ball. Tough shot. Blocked. Bygavold, I think, maybe had the block. With the ball now, it passes over to Dragapult inside. A tough shot, puts it in, and a foul. Xplod called on the foul there, and now Dragapult's going to head to the line for an extra shot. Substitutions here, Vikebolt and McMorter. Going to be moving. Vikebolt changes positions, Abstrika coming in. Dragapult with the extra shot here to make this a 4-point game. It is good. Now, with 40 seconds and counting, Slateboard is on top. Xplod over to Auroras. To Gorgeist. Drives inside. Gorgeist, no good on the shot. Mudzale with the rebound driving up court. They're outrunning everybody. Layup in. Now it's a 6-point game. It's 41-35 with 18 seconds remaining. Gorgeis bringing it up court for Mauville, which will likely be the last possession. Nearly loses the ball there. Passes over to Carnivine. Gorgeis, 5 seconds on the clock. Corner box two, no good. That is going to do it. Slateport ends at halftime. Up 41-35. We'll be right back with the beginning of the second half after this. Hello everyone, welcome back. It is the start of this second half. Slateport is up 41-35. This matchup again here in Slateport. Alfred, the expectations into the game was that this was going to be potentially a Slateport blowout. Instead, that's not the case.
No, it's not, although Meg Mortar has certainly tried their hardest. 12 points, 3 rebounds in this game. Really been a scoring threat for Slateport. Slateport is up though. Might be the key coming out of the second coming out of halftime.
Explow tries a 3-point shot from Mauville, no good. A tip shot by Mamoswine gets the layup and the foul. That's their own version of a 3-point play. Typlosion called for the foul on Slateport. Mamoswine's gonna head to the line.
Yeah, Mamoswine, the shot was missed, and Mamoswine tips it up themselves, grabs the rebound, and immediately jumps afterwards. So the defender, Typhlosion, basically just jumped out of sheer like instinct, resulting in a foul and a potential 3-point play.
And this one shot is good. And now we see what Sleepboard does coming out of the second, coming out into the second half. Mudsdale passes over to Magmortar, back to Mudsdale. Gets a screen. Weird shot, no good. Mamoswine drives it up court themselves. Step back wide open from three. Got it. This is a mismatch if I've ever seen one. Mamoswine guarded by a player that's at least a foot and a half shorter. But not doing anything, just waiting. Gets a screen, drives, explode. 3-point shot, no good. Mamoswine rebounds. They reset. Vanillix to Galarian Slow King. To Vanillix, to Victory Bell, to Mamoswine, back to Vanillix, to Galarian Slow King. Mid-range shot. It's no good. Mudsdale tried to rebound it, did not get it. Pushed it out of bounds effectively, and now it's Mauville's ball.
Yeah, so Mauville just gets another opportunity to score. Frankly, it's definitely helpful to have these multiple chances to score on the same possession, effectively.
This is their third attempt after the missed shot, and then the player pushing it out of bounds. Passes over, Galarian Slow King is wide open for three, puts it in. It's a tie game, 41-all after that Galarian Slow King 3-point shot.
Yeah, it looks like Marvel's favorite place to shoot is the back corner three, because they've made a lot of their 3-point shots from there.
Dragapult sizing up, drives inside, fakes outside the Magmortar. Magmortar inside the Typhlosion, tries the layup, it's good.
Great play there. He's able to use the field to their advantage, use the court to their advantage.
Exploud with the ball, drives inside, has an opportunity, gets the layup and the foul. Mudsdale's third personal foul. That's a shooting foul, and that means we've got an opportunity to take the lead here on Marvel's hand. Mudsdale not liking the call one bit. It's going to be Exploud here on the line. I'm going to try to shoot that free throw shot and take the 1 point lead.
Mind the lanes. Mind the lanes. One shot.
Here we go. Exploud. Puts it in. Easy shot there. Typhlosion bringing it up the court for Slateport. Over to Mudsdale. Magmortar now. Slateport letting the play develop. Mortar drives inside. Now hands it to Mudsdale. Mudsdale in the paint. Fade away. No good. Exploud with the rebound. That was a tough shot. Great defense by Exploud. Now Mamoswine has it for Marville. Over to Exploud at the logo. Isolating over the victory belt to Galarian Sloking, out to Vanillix, mid-range shot is no good. Magmortar rebounds it for Slateport, drives it up court. Over to Samaron for three, no good. Dragapult with the offensive rebound, the layup is in.
The Dragapult tonight, 12.8 of them in the paint, has been an offensive rebounding beast overall, getting a nice, getting good opportunities inside.
Victory Bell tries a three-point shot. No good. Dragapult rebounds.
Of course, Dragapult's good at defensive rebounds as well.
Dragapult now at the top of the key. Over to Mudsdale. To Typhlosion, who's now at the top of the three-point line. Inside the Dragapult. Double team. Tough shot. Fouled by Mamoswine. Third foul on Mamoswine. Dragapult forces the foul. We'll head to the line for two free throw shots.
Yeah, Mamoswine just got goaded into that foul. A tough shot by Dragapult. Just lets Mamoswine foul them. I don't think Dragapult really expected that ball to go in anyway. They were just trying to get the foul on that one.
First free throw shot is good. And we see some substitutions. Exploud for Marville heads out in lieu of Ledian. And Mudsdale is heading out for Slateport. Tyrantrum comes in to replace them. Macapult's second shot is good. Slateport regains a 3-point lead now. Mamoswine brings it up court. Mamoswine versus Dragapult, the expected duel of the game. Mamoswine gets the layup and the foul. That time Mamoswine wins it. That's the first foul on Dragapult. Fans not liking it one bit, that foul called on Dragapult, who is now going to head to the bench now. Galarian Weezing coming in to replace them.
Yeah, that was just not the greatest play there by Dragapult. This battle of the big men that's going on between these two teams. They're just trading back and forth their opportunities.
Mamoswine's free throw shot is good, and we are looking at a tie game once again. Samurott with the ball now, bringing it up court. Inside, Typhlosion with the easy layup and in.
You see, the fun thing about how this league is structured is that there are so many wide variety of player heights. You got players going inside that definitely wouldn't be going inside on a normal game.
Mammoth just saucing up the defenders. No, Mammoth had those dribble moves.
Yeah, no, Mammoth practices this all the time.
Fade away shot, no good. Ledian with the offensive rebound misses the shot though. That's Magmortar bringing it up court. Magmortar might be one of the fastest players in the league as they try the pull-up mid-range. No good. Alville with the ball now. Over to Galarian Slowking. Step back. Drives inside. In the paint outside to Mammoth Swine. A weird shot, no good. Tyrantrum rebounds it over to Magmortar. Magmortar again driving inside. Typhlosion, who is blocked by Victory Bell, gets the block, passes up to Vanillix. Mammoth Swine got the mismatch. And that hook shot is good. Tie game once again, 49-all, with about 7 minutes remaining. Rantrum passes over. Now pass to Galarian Weezing. Gets a screen. Inside, Samurott, layup, missed. Mammothwine's defensive effort is good. Galarian Slowking, layup shot is good. Streaking down court.
Galarian Slowking has been a bright spot for Marville. 9 points on 4-for-8 shooting. Has been a positive for Marville. And that's why Marville has a lead.
Typhlosion with a 3-point shot is no good. Ledian rebounds at Victory Bell with the ball now. Outside to Galarian Slowking, dunks it in! The one-handed dunk. Marville up 53-49. Inside to Tyrantrum. Gets the layup and the foul. Ledian's first personal foul. That's a shooting foul. This could be a 3-point play. Shifting of the lines and the teams on both sides. Lakers just switching out, having an opportunity to do so now. Here comes two free throw shots. My apologies, that's one free throw shot. Tyrantrum made the play and made the free throw shot as well. Passes over to Carnivine now, Marville with the ball. Heavily guarded here on that pass. Tries the shot, no good. Galarian Weezing with the rebound. Over to Vikavolt. Driving up court, free lane for Vikavolt. Layup is up and in.
Yeah, the defense has got to try harder on that one. I'm not sure how they let Vikavol just waltz in right past them. Maybe they expected a paint defender and just didn't get it.
Potentially, Aurorus with the ball now from Marville. Passes over to Letty in a long three. No good, rims out. Tyrantrum rebounds it for Slateport. Typhlosion with the ball for Slateport as they bring it up court. Inside to Tyrantrum, posting up, off the backboard and in on that hook shot. Good play.
Slateport has been passing that ball around. They have been playing team basketball. 15 assists already in this game.
Double teamed on that shot, no good. Striker rebounds it for Slateport. Passes over to Typhlosion, a long two, off the backboard and in. What a tough shot.
And they made that a little bit more complicated than it needs to be. And they've been improving their field goal percentage throughout this game. First quarter, 22%. Second quarter, 45%. This third quarter so far, 50% for Slateport.
Mid-range shot no good. Typhlosion rebounds it. Once again, Slateport's got an opportunity here. Passes out. Zip Striker for three. Puts it in. Slateport has been scoring points like crazy here. And it's a 61-53 game with 4 minutes in the third. Timeout called by Marville. The Marvilles call a timeout. Marville with that defensive lapse, just starting a trend. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Marvel's ball. And we are back. Score update: Slateport is currently up on Mauvile with about 4 minutes remaining in this game. Again, a home game here in Slateport. Slateport is up 61-53. Mauvile gonna pass it in over to Carnivine. The Abominable is gonna just let the play reset. Hands it off to Gorgeist. Running around the 3-point line. Out to Roars for three. No good. Valerian Wiesink rebounds it. Typhlosion brings it up court. Inside to Tyrantrum, it's good. Slateport's been putting up points. Mauvile has not scored in what has nearly been 3 full minutes of gameplay.
This game is getting out of hand. Mauvile's gotta stop the bleeding with a made shot somewhere.
Be a tough shot here. Heavily guarded. Pass out to Grabominable. Forces up a three. That's no good. Zip Striker rebounds it. And the scoring drought continues for Mauvile. Striker passes out. Galarian Wheezing. Back at the front corner, 3-point line. Inside, loses the ball. Letting him with it. Just pickpockets. Now Gorgeist brings it up court for Mauvile. Out to Grabominable for three. No good. Galarian Wheezing rebounds it. And the scoring drought continues. Likeable with the ball now for Slateport. At the 3-point line on the far side. Passes it in to Tyrantrum posting up. Tough shot off the backboard and in.
Tyrantrum, 9 points, 8 of them in the paint, has been a inside threat. Mauvile. Mauvile has to call another timeout.
Yeah, what has to be one of the largest leads in the game, 65-53. That's a 12-point lead for Slateport, as this third quarter has been their quarter. Alfred, what exactly do you think is going on here?
Well, it looks a lot like Slateport has finally found their rhythm. They found where they want to take their shots, getting some plays developed, and now they start to get their playbook a little bit more complicated. They go in depth on their plays. They're trying a little bit harder on what they do, trying to get players open as opposed to looking for the open shot. A simple offensive playbook thereby increases your defensive prowess. And then as time goes on, they can add to that offensive playbook the plays that they use on court, thus increasing their offense while not decreasing their defense, basically, which has been exactly how Slateport has done this. Mauvile, I don't think, has scored in what has now been probably 4 minutes or so.
It has been a while since their last score, indeed. 2:23 remaining in the third quarter. They've got to find a way to just open up that scoring side. Some shifts from both sides. Auroras to Victory Bell to Gorgeist. Inside to Auroras, who's back now at the 3-point line. Long two, no good. Zip Striker rebounds at the crowd, very much into this shutout that they've been performing all of a sudden. Bikevold inside to Typhlosion at the free throw line, steps back, Tyrantrum. Takes the shot. It's Dragapult to Typhlosion to Tyrantrum. To Bikevold, Typhlosion long two, no good. Hexblad rebounds it.
Malville's got to score some points somehow. Spin move. Exploud. Inside, double team to Roris. Off the rim, no good.
Another shot that hasn't gone in.
Vikavold for three. Bang. Vikavold puts it in. 68-53. Sleepport's scoring bonanza continues. Gorgas with the ball now for Malville. Sizing up the defense, trying to find a lane somewhere. Gets a screen. Does not take the shot. Victory Bell for three. No good. Gorgas able to grab that rebound that just flew out. Was about to go to the other side of the court. Gorgas inside. Layup. Finally in. The first point scored in a long, long time.
Yeah, that was about 6 or 7 minutes of gameplay before that score. What a job there by the Slateport defense. Malville finally able to score some points now. Obviously, they want to score some more.
Vikavold at the back corner, three. Typhlosion, Tyrantrum, Zipstrika inside the Dragapult. No good on that shot by Slateport. 12 seconds remaining. Malville's going to try to take the last shot here. Inside, Carnivine, layup is good. 5 seconds remaining. Malville at least able to score a little bit before this third quarter wraps up. Typhlosion at midcourt. Long three at the logo. No good, hits the back of the rim. Slateport is up 68-57 at the end of the third. We'll be right back with the fourth and final quarter right after this. And we are back here in this matchup. What a game it has been. A matchup, two even teams at first, and then all of a sudden out of nowhere. Slateport goes on a scoring trend, a combination of fantastic defensive effort and scoring, like points are just free. Leading to the score right now, 68-57, Slateport on top. Dragapult with the ball now, loses it. Benelix with the rebound, or with the steal, effectively. Over to Exploud. To Benelix. Aurorus fakes the three. Hands it off to Exploud. Long two. No good. That's McMortar for Sleepboard with the rebound. Passes over to Samron. Samron. At the three-point line, just waiting for a play to develop. Screen. Samrod drives inside. Tough shot. No good. I don't even think that hit the rim. As Malville takes it up court. And that is a tough play. Carnivine looks like they went out of bounds. So now it'll be Slateport's ball.
Hey, you cannot do that in this game. You're already down by 11. 11 minutes remaining. In my opinion, every minute of the game, you need to score an additional point than the other team. If you can do so, you can win the game. They are down by 11. There are 11 minutes remaining. You cannot give up possessions like that.
Sleepboard with the ball now. A three-point shot is good. On that play, that was McMortar with another three. And Sleepboard opens up the lead.
That's the problem with losing possessions, is that you'll end up giving up possessions like that.
Amoswine tries a tough shot, no good. Munziel rebounds it. Passes over to Dragapult, who is double-teamed. Over to Mudsdale. No good on that shot. Vanillix with the rebound. Over to Galarian Slowking. Loses the ball, Samurott rebounds it.
The Mudsdale has not shot particularly well in this game. Only 2 points on 1-for-5 shooting.
Typhlosion step back, long two, no good. Vanillix rebounds at 10 minutes remaining. It's 71-57. It just drives straight up, blocked on the play by Dragapult. Passes it up, Magmortar drives inside, over to Typhlosion, long two. It's no good, Explat rebounds it. Over to Galarian Slowking.
Typhlosion, 8 points on 3-for-14 shooting and 4 assists, has really just not been afraid to take shots, even though many of them have been inefficient long twos.
Galarian Slowking layup, up and in with the foul. Typhlosion's third personal foul. Now, Galarian Slowking gonna head to the line.
Yeah, Galarian Slowking, 4 points on 40% shooting in that first half, 9 points in the second half on much better shooting percentages. Been much more efficient in the second half, and that is clearly shown.
Mind the lanes. One shot.
One free throw attempt here to put this lead from a 12 to an 11 point lead. Score update 71-59. Sleepboard on top of Mauville. 9:34 remaining. And that shot is good. It is now an 11 point lead.
Yeah, the free throw game, there's only been one missed free throw by both teams combined. Sleepboard 9-for-9. Almost taking a lot more free throw attempts though.
Let's yell inside the Dragapult. Hook shot, no good. Mammoth Swine rebounds it. Gonna bring it up court themselves. Over to Galarian Slowking. No good on the long two. Typhlosion rebounds it for Slateport. Driving straight up court. Inside, Dragapult. Layup in.
Yeah, this game, if you want an inside shot, go to Dragapult. They've been doing fantastic, just inside, easy shots.
Amoswine tries a three, that's no good. Samurott rebounds it for Slateport. We're heading the other way.
Amoswine shooting 2.0% on that first half. 8 points in the second half on 43% shooting, much better. Will that be enough though?
Mudsdale lays it up and in. Good shot there for Slateport as another shot goes in. Cloud with the ball now. Looking for a lane over to Victory Bell, a 3-point shot. No good. Dragapult rebounds it. Passes it inside. That's Mudsdale with the shot, and it is good. That's a 77-60 lead for Slateport.
Field goal percentage much better. Slateport shooting 50% in the second half. That's much, much better.
Mauville tries a mid-range shot. That's no good. Dragapult with the rebound, bringing it up court themselves. Now hands it off to Magmortar. Mortar guarded heavily at the three-point line. Typhlosion with the ball now. Sizing things up. Mudsdale at the three-point line. Steps in for a long two. That's no good. Vanellix rebound. 7:18 on the clock. Long two for them. Hits the front of the rim. Samurott rebounds it for Sleepport. Drives up. Typhlosion with the ball. Double team. Out to Dragapult for three. Puts it in. It is now a 20-point game. Sleepport on top of Mauville, 80-60. That's 6:50 remaining. Crowd still in it. Mid-range shot. Rims in and out. Typhlosion rebounds it for Sleepport. Driving up court themselves. Open lane. Layup in. And all of a sudden, Sleepport has just come out with scores galore.
Typhlosion, 10 points in this game, shooting 40% in the second half. That's much, much better than the 0% they were shooting in the first half.
Tough shot by Mauville is no good. Sleepport bringing it the other way. Mauville has not scored in the last 3 minutes and 20 seconds and counting. Magmortar for Slateport has the ball. Lane clock just tick away. Tough three. No good. Victory Bell rebounds it for Mauville. Passes it up. Galarian Slowking. Wide open shot is no good on Mauville's side after that pass. Magmortar brings it up court. inside to Typhlosion, out to Samurott. To Mudsdale for three. No good, that was nearly in. Oh, just rolled around the rim. Smallville tries to find a comeback somewhere. They got 5.5 minutes remaining as Victory Bell has the ball now. Back out to Mama Swine, the logo with 10 seconds. Over to xCloud. To Victory Bell. Mama Swine, three. No good. Galarian Slow King with the rebound. No good. Blocked on that play. Samurott rebounds it. Typhlosion with the ball now. Hands it off to McMortar. McMortar drives. Dragapult posting up. That's the mismatch. Layup up and in.
What a play. Dragapult's been on fire all of a sudden. 28 minutes, 21 points, shooting 53%. This league, that's fantastic. Out of bounds, Cruiser's ball. First stop in possession in a while for both teams. Smallville just making a lot of mistakes.
Mortar brings it up court for Sleaport. Dragapult tries a shot, that's no good. Xplat rebounds it. Over to Vanillix. 4.5 minutes remaining, 24 point deficit here from Smallville. It's gonna be rough. Tries some shots there, double teamed, no good on that shot. Mamoswine with the offensive rebound. Passes out to xCloud. xCloud off the backboard, no good. Dragapult rebounds it. Just gonna let time tick off to McMortar.
Yeah, at this point you just wanna let that clock bleed out. It's easy shots.
Track of a long two, in and out, no good. Vanillix rebounds it.
Over to Victory Bell, tries a three, that's no good.
Dragapult rebounds, waltzes up court. Typhlosion with the ball now. Double team, trying to find a passing person. Mudsdale with the ball, free throw shot. Off the rim, Mamoswine with it.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for Slateport to really let that clock milk. They've been doing it for periods of a time and letting plays develop, but not enough. You know, you're up 24. Don't let them get the comeback.
Amoswine. Try some tough moves over to Vanillitz. Galarian Slow King. xCloud now has it. Tough shot, no good. Typhlosion rebounds it for Slateport. Passes it up to McMortar. Inside, Dragapult with the slam. 86-60 with exactly 3 minutes and counting.
Yeah, Marvel's got to find some quick plays in their playbook. Just score. That is the goal. Just get the scores.
They had an open lane. Decide to go for the mid-range. No good. Typhlosion rebounds it. And again, that play is just slowly developing. A lot of motion for Sleaport. Passes over to Dragapult. Inside to Mudsdale. Mudsdale post up, spins, fade away, no good.
Yeah, even though that shot was no good, that's what they want to do. Just use the shot clock, let time tick off.
Galarian Slow King out to xCloud. Out to Galarian Slow King, who is double teamed. xCloud at the 3-point line, long three, no good. Mudsdale rebounds it for Sleaport. And Dragapult with the ball now with less than 2 minutes remaining. Inside, McMortar streaking, slam dunk.
After both teams struggling, Marlville shooting 25%, Slateport now up to 40% as a team. They just improved in the second half. That's why they're going to win this game.
Yeah, with 140 remaining, we can all but confirm that. That's a foul. Samurott, the reach-in foul. Another stop in possession for the first time in a while. Smallville decides to just shake up their entire team. They're putting in backups at this point. It's all but over. It's now turned from a match to a learning opportunity for Smallville, seeing if their backups have any time on their clock. Slateport keeping their players in. The inbound. Over to Krabominable. A shot. It's no good. Mudsdale rebounds it. Now McMorder with the ball for Sleaport with a minute 20 remaining. Double screens. Drives inside. Gardevoir in the paint. Tough shot, no good. Abominable rebounds it for Mauville. 110 remaining. Ledian passes it inside. Spin move. Tough shot is good. Now Sleepor with 58 seconds and counting can just let that clock go.
That's what they should be doing. I don't know if that's actually what they're going to do. They're trying to score some points here, get some plays developed, see if they can figure out how to, you know, build up that depth.
And Rantrum over to McMorter. Crowd excited about this. It's Whalmer for Mauville, first time they're getting action. Grabs that rebound, brings it up court themselves. Whalmer inside. Ledian quadruple teamed on that play and no good. Mudsdale with that rebound. McMorter with the ball. 24 seconds on the clock. There's about a 4 second difference between the shot clock and game clock. Just gonna dribble it out, pass inside to Tyrantrum. Double team, fading shot, no good. Ledian with the ball with 6 seconds remaining. This is going to do it. They bring it up court. That is it. This game ends after a competitive first half into a Slateport slaughter. An 88-62 matchup between the Slateport Cruisers and the Mauville Mauviles. For all of us here at ARBA Sports, I'm AJ saying until next time, take care.